With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The Middle East is bracing for a potential flare-up in violence after Israeli authorities said a rocket from Lebanon struck a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights, killing 12 children and teens. Also on SRNNews.com, former President Donald Trump sounded a familiar theme during a campaign event in St. Cloud, Minnesota yesterday.
We're going to evict this radical and incompetent administration from the White House, and together we are going to make America great again.
Mr. Trump was joined on stage by his running mate, J.D. Vance. Thousands of firefighters battling a wildfire in Northern California are getting some help from the weather just hours after the blaze exploded in size, scorching an area larger than Los Angeles. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says he knows that thousands of people under evacuation orders from the Park Fire want to return to their homes, but authorities need to consider safety first.
First and foremost is whether or not it is safe to allow people to return. Even if there's not active fire in that area, what our experience has been is that the fire can move rapidly and change directions depending on which way the wind is blowing. And we need to have a sufficient time to get people out. But once they're out, oftentimes it's safer to keep them.
Officials say cooler temperatures and an increase in humidity could help slow the Park Fire, the largest this year in California. Polls have opened in Venezuela, where people are voting in a presidential election whose outcome will either lead to a seismic shift in politics or extend by six more years the policies that caused the world's worst peacetime economic collapse. Chinese state media say 12 people were killed following a mudslide. This is SRN News. Evangelism at the Olympics.
The French Bible Society will hand out copies of the scriptures as millions of athletes and spectators gather in Paris for the Summer Games. 140,000 copies of the New Testament in French and another 60,000 in English will be given away during the two-week Olympiad, and other Christian ministries are teaming up with the FBS to help out. About 11 million people in all are expected in Paris for the Olympics and the Paralympics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of an historic church in downtown Dallas, nearly destroyed by a fire, says church officials plan to rebuild the iconic structure. First Baptist senior pastor Robert Jeffress says insurance will cover the costs. The Victorian-style red brick church is a Texas historic landmark built in 1890. It now stands as a charred shell with its stained glass windows ruined. This is SRN News. Vice President Harris is making plans to announce a running mate by August 7th.
If she meets the August 7th deadline, the vice president will have squeezed the process of vetting, choosing, and introducing a running mate, which typically takes months, into just over 3 weeks. Delegates to the Democratic National Convention will begin voting on Ms. Harris's nomination for president on August 1st, provided that no one else qualifies as a challenger. The party's rules does not require a similar roll call vote for a vice presidential nominee. Vice President Harris tapped Eric Holder, the former attorney general who led the vice presidential vetting process for Barack Obama in 2008, to oversee the process for her through his law firm, Covington & Burling. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Simone Biles' request for a turn to the top of the Olympic podium is officially underway. The 27-year-old American and five-woman U.S. gymnastics team took to the floor during the second qualifying subdivision for the Paris Games on Sunday. More details at SRNews.com.